This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Higgins Hall at Western Illinois University opened in the fall of 1967. The 20-story residence hall was the tallest building on the Macomb campus. But in a matter of seconds Saturday morning, it all came tumbling down. The university says renovations to make Higgins like new would have cost $48 million, so instead the building was imploded. The big event drew hundreds to watch and enjoy food, music, and reunions with old classmates. Tri-State's Public Radio was there and talked to those who gathered for the tailgating and trips down memory lane.
I'm Mary Jo Size, and I'm from Springfield. I moved in here in 1967, the year that it opened. And when I heard that they were going to implode the building, I go, why would they tear down a brand new building? And then reality struck, and I realized it had been 50 years. All these things from the past are coming back and just flooding me with memories. The fun we had, and I have pictures, and so many of them are birthday cakes. So it looks like we celebrated everybody's birthday with a cake.
Nancy Sutton from Kewaunee, Illinois. I lived in Higgins from 71 to 1974. I was down here when they switched it from an all-female dorm to they let men in. And when the boys moved in, they were all excited. It was an all-girl dorm, and its nickname was the Nunnery. And so the boys were real excited to get this all-girl dorm. But when they came in, the girls were used to being by themselves. And so when they went up for breakfast, there was fluff muff slippers and big robes and hair and rollers and stuff. And the guys got mad because they said, well, you look like our sisters. We can go look at that at home. And so they got into a little match about dressing up. So the guys started wearing suits and ties on Friday night and to show of the girls that, you know, you could be dressed up. And so the girls started wearing formals on Friday nights. And the guys were getting back at them for looking like frumpy housewives, you know, for breakfast.
My name's Casey Grant, and I'm from Macomb. I live on Jana Road, the last house inside the danger zone, I suppose. I heard that they're more concerned about the concussive blast than the actual debris or anything like that. My house has been in its shadow for 8 years that we've lived here. We will notice a difference in the skyline without that, and there'll be less shade at different times of the day. But since I didn't go to Western, I don't have any emotional attachment to the building. I think it'll be cool to see it be imploded just like it was when Wetzel was a few years ago. It's the final
countdown. Go ahead and warm up the blasting machine and tell me when you're in the red.
Jimmy, I'm in the red.
Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
This is Mary Jo Size, who we heard from at the beginning of the story.
I'm sad. I thought I was going to be happy, but I'm sad. So there's tears in my eyes, and I didn't expect this. It's a lot more emotional than I expected.
I'm David Gaines, site supervisor for Spiritus Wrecking Company out of St. Louis, Missouri. The first pops you heard were actually the delays. When the detonation cord hits the delay, it actually makes the pop, and then the actual dynamite goes off after that that's set in the shear walls and columns and elevator shafts. So that was the second pop. That's when you started seeing the building fall once the dynamite got finished with the delay cords. Everything went exactly as planned. I would say it's a beautiful implosion. Absolutely. Absolutely. No questions asked.
Why do you build me up? What if I'm able just to let me down?
Ken Lutz. I'm from Pekin, Illinois.
That was epic. That was pretty spectacular. Well, you know, I mean, gravity still works, right? So the state must have paid the bill. But, yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Ooh, can I be on the news?
Talon Quisenberry, Macomb, Illinois. I saw a building explode. It was amazing.
It was not just the people up close who got to experience the excitement. The implosion could be heard throughout the community. Here's what it sounded like in a field about a mile away. That was an audio postcard from the implosion of Higgins Hall at Western Illinois University. It was produced by Tri-State's Public Radio News. It'll take around 4 months to clean up the debris from the implosion. An estimated 90% of the debris will be recycled or otherwise diverted from landfills. Western plans to turn the area into a green space.